Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, 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 and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. I'm Dr. Alfreda, your Kingdom Coach and your host this morning. Amen. My pleasure to serve in the Lord's Kingdom. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness, and all of these other things shall be added unto us. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time visitors to our platform and our morning fellowship service. Amen. Inviting you to come and take a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. This is the breakfast for champions. Amen. Glory be to God. And a hot meal is served every morning. Amen. So please enjoy yourself. Amen. To the extent you can just keep coming back. The kitchen never closes. The kitchen never closes. Just keep coming back. Amen. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Lifting up the name of the Lord. Amen. And please visit our website at www.lifewithjesus.org. Amen. You'll find out more about our ministry, and all of our services are archived at blogtalkradio.com/kingdomleadership. Well, we pray that everybody is encouraged this morning. Amen. It's another day that the Lord has made. We have heat waves and then the major part of our country. We have fires that's burning in a large percentage of our country. Amen. So we are praying for that devastation. Amen. We have flooding that's taking place in another part of the country. We are praying for that devastation. Amen. We have bloodshed that's happening everywhere. Amen. We are definitely praying for that. Amen. We have COVID-19 that's still active and trying to make a comeback. Amen. We are praying for that. Amen. So we are praying. We remain in a mode of prayer. Amen. Because the Bible tells us that we are to always pray and not to faint. Amen. And so this is what we do. And we know that God is a prayer answering God. And he knows how to answer. Hallelujah. And his answer is always supreme. It's always marvelous. Amen. It's always on the top. Amen. So we trust the Lord. Amen. We lean not to our own understanding, but we trust God. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, all right, all right. We pray that you have been encouraged during the week. Glory be to God. Amen. Let's see, we've been, looking at my notes here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We started out this week telling you that God wants to use you, Y-O-U. Amen. Glory be. No, we started out this week asking you, how low can you go? How low can you go? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And waiting to be promoted. Amen. While we are waiting, God is working on us. Oh, our waiting is not in vain. Oh, no. While we are waiting, God is preparing us to receive, amen, that which we have asked him for, that which he desires to give. So our waiting is never in vain. Oh, no, waiting time is not wasted time in the Lord's kingdom. Amen. Then we came back, amen, on Tuesday, amen, to encourage you to tell the Lord yes. Just tell him yes. Amen, because God wants to use you. Amen. He's waiting for your yes, because he's not going to force you. He might give you a little encouragement, though. He might put a little pressure on you. Huh? But he will never coerce you, amen, until giving him a yes. Amen. I'm still laughing from my service on Wednesday. Amen. We came and we shared, amen, some of our testimonies. Amen. Situations that made us laugh. Amen. That we consider funny. Amen. And I'm still laughing. Amen. Glory be to God. At this, some of the testimonies and definitely my own. Amen. I'm really laughing. Amen. I'm telling you, it's put an extra joy in my spirit. Amen. And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. Yesterday, amen, we encouraged you through the word, beloved, amen, to be moved with compassion. To be moved with compassion. Amen. To move out of pity, amen, and move in compassion. And when we move in compassion, beloved, we can love our enemies. After the Lord spoke to us yesterday through that word, beloved, I was able to go and do some things. Amen. It helped me to break the barrier. You know, and it's beautiful when the word comes to the preacher first. You know, people that you know, not necessarily with you, people you know what I mean? They got some issues, and you know what I mean? You know, your glory be to God, that got this spirit of jealousy and hatred and envy and, you know, working white magic and blue magic, and glory be to God. But, beloved, when you move in compassion, you step, amen, even above that. You cross the threshold into the real dimension of love when you move in compassion, and it causes you now to do things that ordinarily you wouldn't have done. See, because you say they getting what they deserve. They getting what they deserve. See, but compassion moves beyond that. And this is what Jesus did. Amen. Because in Jesus' time, everybody was getting what they deserved. Matter of fact, they wasn't even halfway near. God's grace and mercy, amen, was so strong that they only got a percentage of what they deserved. But Jesus moved in compassion beyond the sins, beyond the faults. Come on now, and moved in love. And so I want to thank God, amen, for that word on yesterday, because I was real tired when I got in. My God sat here. Matter of fact, I was so tired, I slept on the recliner last night. I didn't have enough strength to get up and go to bed. But thank God the recliner stretches out a little bit. I was happy. I was happy. That's how tired I was. Amen. Moving around, doing ministry in that heat on yesterday. Amen. But I was moved with compassion. Amen. And that's what the word, this is what the word is supposed to do, beloved. The word, it should cause us to be a doer. See, we can't just hear the word. Yeah, well, pastor preaching, yeah, pastor preaching to herself too. You can't just hear the word. You have to do the word. See? And when you move in sincerity, you move in truth, you move in love, you move in power. See? And it can cause you to go, and beloved, when you're praying it from your heart for your enemies, when you really wishing your enemies good, see, that's compassion. Oh, my God. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. We want to continue on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we also have a birthday to, we want to give a shout out to our sister Priscilla. We'll be acknowledging her at the end of our call. Today is her birthday. And we want to give a shout out to our sister Thurman's son, Donald. And that's the only July birthdays I see on our calendar. We may have some more, so we got to get you on the calendar, all right? Amen. Glory be to God. So let us turn in our Bibles this morning, beloved, to the book of John, chapter 1. John, chapter 1. John, chapter 1. I'm going to read the first 5 verses in your hearing. John, chapter 1, verse 1 reads, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Amen. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Father God, we thank you right now. Amen. That the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to encourage you, beloved. Amen. This morning. Amen. And we're coming, amen, with a subject, down, but not out. Down, but not out. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Beloved, I know of no great Christian leader who hasn't faced some kind of oppression as he or she sought to do God's will. I don't know of anyone. I don't know anyone. What about you? Do you know anyone, beloved, that has not faced any kind of opposition? I mean, just gliding through life, everything easy, breezy, and no struggles, and no complications, you know, no trials. Anybody know anybody like that? Can I see your hand? Please send me out an email. Send me out an email. Glory be to God. See? As that person make up their mind to do God's will, especially when you make up your mind to do God's will. Because, see, you're not a threat to Satan's kingdom until you make a commitment to do God's will. Because until you make a commitment to do God's will, you're really still on Satan's side. So he don't mess with you that much. Y'all living together, you know, sleeping together, you know what I mean, whatever, eating together, playing together, working together. So you're no threat to Satan. See, even though you carry the name Christian, see, anybody can say they are Christian. That's why I say there's going to be a lot of Christians in hell. Because anybody can say they're a Christian. You can teach your parakeet how to say, "I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian." Huh? Glory be to God. But the truth, beloved, is that darkness does not have the power to overcome light. Hmm? You walk in the house, you've been out all day, you walk in the house, and you know, all the lights are off, everything is off. You walk in, you flip the switch in your living room, at the door, your entrance of your house. My God, the darkness starts to scatter it. The darkness scatters underneath the couch, in the back of the closet, in the back of the refrigerator. The darkness scatters. And all you did was turn on a little bit of light. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. The darkness didn't disappear. The darkness is still there, but it's overpowered. Beloved, every believer can overcome any attack if he or she won't quit first. And I want you to write that down in your notebooks today. Every believer can overcome, I said, any attack that darkness brings, huh? That light brings, that Satan brings. Any attack that hits you, you can overcome. You are an overcomer. You are more than a conqueror. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You can overcome if you don't quit. Not if you quit, you lose. And winners never quit, and quitters never lose. This is why the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Now, why did the Holy Spirit put that in the Bible? Because if you quit, you lose. Well, Pastor, I think I'm just going to quit. All right, so you're throwing in the towel. Oh, so you're going to quit? Okay, well, that's your choice. So you're saying that you choose to lose. Come on now, somebody write that down. Glory be to God. I don't choose to lose. Oh, my God. I don't choose to lose. Hallelujah. I got to write something down here. Excuse me. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit speak to me. I got to capture it. Glory be to God. Beloved, let's look at the scripture this morning in your Bibles. St. John chapter 1, verse 5. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The darkness did not comprehend the light, beloved. When we look at that word comprehend, the darkness did not comprehend. Glory be to God. That word comprehend, beloved, means to seize, to pull down, to tackle. Glory be to God. To conquer or to hold under one's power. So therefore, beloved, in light, amen, of the Greek definition for that word, we could translate that verse by saying darkness does not have the ability to suppress. Darkness does not have the ability to hold the light under its domain. Come on, anybody happy this morning but me? Oh, my God, hallelujah. Beloved, you was born again to win. Oh, you was born to win, and you was born again to win. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Excuse me, I'm taking notes. Amen. If the Holy Spirit teaches us on this morning. Hallelujah. I got to be first partake. I got to take notes of myself. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, this does not mean that darkness won't attempt to overcome the light. Darkness is always attempting to overcome the light. Oh, that darkness is stubborn. That's why it's dark. It's wicked. That's why it's dark. It's evil. That's why it's dark. However, its efforts will be frustrated and unsuccessful because the light of God always prevails. Even in what seems to be the darkest hour or the bleakest situation, the light of God always prevails. Beloved, darkness simply doesn't have the power or the ability to put out God's light. See, you can go through your house and turn your light out, huh? But darkness don't have that ability. It can't flip God on and off. Oh, no, baby. And since you are a child of the light, are you a child of the light? Now, see, this is the acid question right here. First of all, you got to determine if you are a child of the light, because every creature on planet Earth is not a child of the light. Now, let's get that straight. Now, we know it sounds good, you know, humanitarian and all that.
All right, but it's not true. Okay, and we already shared the scriptures. I'm not going to go into you check your notes. Amen. Do your own research, and the scriptures are there. All right. Every person on planet Earth is not a child of God. Every person on Earth is God's creation, because Satan can't give life. But to be God's children, you must be born again. Okay? So we got the scriptures to validate that. All right? So let's get that straight. They was a child of God. No, they wasn't a child of God. This one here was a child of Satan. Okay. So let us look at, let's just write this scripture down for your reference. Amen. Ephesians, amen, chapter number, let me see, Ephesians chapter number 5. Amen. And let us go to verse number 8. Ephesians 5, verse 8, amen, for your reference, and I will read that here. Amen. Glory be to God in the King James. It says, for ye were sometimes darkness. Talk about you and me. We were sometimes dark. We was conceived in the dark. We was born in the dark. We was raised up in the dark. All right. But keep reading. But now ye are light in the world. Walk as children of light. You see, we were all sometimes dark. Every person on planet Earth was in dark because you was born in sin and shaping in iniquity. You was conceived in the dark. I don't care if your parents was righteous. You was born in the dark because of the Adam nature. But now you are light. How are we light? Because now you are born again. You have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. You are no longer dark. You are now in the light. So now that you are in the light, he tells us, amen, to walk in that light. Amen. Anybody happy but me on this morning? My God, Jesus, thank you. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah. This means that darkness does not have the ability to put out your light. Ah! Darkness can't put out your light because you're a child of the light. Darkness didn't give it to you. Darkness didn't have nothing to do with it. But you was drafted out of that. You no longer a part of that. Darkness does not have the ability to put out your light, even though darkness will come around from time to time and try to put your light out. Ye are the light of the world. Now, write this scripture down, beloved. I want you to put here 1 John, not St. John. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you to put... That's another scripture. I have another scripture for you. Right now, put St. John, chapter number 5, okay? And I want you to go to verse number 4. All right, look at this. Write this down in your... I'm sorry, I was right. 1 John. 1 John comes in right before Revelation. You have 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. Okay, go to 1 John chapter 5. Okay, now go down to verse number 4. And let's look at that together. It says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Glory be to God. Even our faith. Beloved, you are an overcomer. And you got to know that and you got to believe that. And that word overcomer, beloved, means to conquer. You are a conqueror. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit takes it so deep, he said you are more than a conqueror. This word overcometh, beloved, is used to portray athletes who had gained a mastery of their competition and they ultimately reign supreme as champions over the game. Y'all know what I'm talking about, huh? We got a couple of names, and we got our favorite ones. Amen. Glory be to God. You're an overcomer, boy. You're an overcomer, woman. Bro, I was looking at some of those, oh, them young girls, woo, in the Olympics this year. Woo. I said, will you look at this sister? Who can train their body to do this? Boy, you're talking about some encouragement. Overcomers, overcomers, overcomers. Beloved, the Holy Spirit was careful in his selection when he used this word, overcomer. He was very, very, the Lord is very, very intentional. This word communicates vivid images that pertain to our walk of faith and our victory, beloved. First, it tells us that when we begin the walk of faith, now listen to me now, especially for those of you who are just born again. When we begin, when we start out, when we are born again, we no longer, amen, belong to the kingdom of Satan. We have now been adopted into the Lord's kingdom, amen. We've been drafted out, amen. Glory be to God, out of darkness into light. What you just did is you entered into a real life competition. The decision to walk by faith, beloved, puts us right smack dab in the center of the ring where the contest immediately begins. The fight is on. The referee just rang the bell. Did y'all hear the bell go off? The fight is on. All I did was give my life to Christ. Yeah, and the fight is on. You think Satan happy about that? You talk, man, Satan knew you from the time you was a little baby. He was there when your mother pushed you out on planet Earth. You think he happy about that? Y'all was hanging out together and going out together and eating together and sleeping together. You think Satan happy about that? French kissing and grinding and all that? Come on now. Sharing your money. And you think Satan happy about that? The moment you give your life to Christ, you are right there in where I don't know how to fight. Well, you better learn. I'm just a baby Christian. I don't know how to fight. I don't even like fighting. Well, you better learn. If you don't know how to fight, you're going to lose. That's why he said fight the good fight. He didn't say fight the fight of faith. He said fight the good fight. It's a good fight. Because it's a fixed fight. That's why it's a good fight. Baby, this fight's so fixed. Glory be to God. Sometimes I watch the wrestling on TV every now and then. Glory be to God. I don't know. A bunch of that stuff is fixed. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you one thing. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what is fixed. This is a fixed fight. It's a spiritual fight. We're not talking about no physical fight now. We're talking about a spiritual fight. And the Bible and Jesus, amen, the Holy Spirit is telling you to learn how to fight. Baby, you got to be a warrior. You got to be adamant. You got to get radical. Ain't this so nice? You got to be nice and radical at the same time. The devil ain't playing with you. Acting like the devil like you. The devil's trying to get you back. He said, oh, you left me? Guess what? I'm going to get you back. The devil's M.O. is to get you back. You know, like when a man, amen, loves a woman and that woman walks out on that man and vice versa. He said, I'm going to get you back. Are you coming back to me? Well, guess what? That's what the devil's saying. And he's serious. Glory be to God. Beloved, this is so important for us to understand as born-again believers. Because too often we wrongly presume that if we walk by faith, we're going to be removed from all problems. We ain't got no, and you know what? And I hear people say it out of ignorance. They, you know, they didn't mean no nothing. They just didn't know no better. All your problems over now, baby. Yeah, you on the lower side. Everything, you ain't got no problems. Well, one side of the spectrum, that's true. Amen. They don't understand the side that they was talking about. See, they was talking about from the spiritual viewpoint. Amen. That is true. See. From the natural viewpoint, let me tell you something, baby. The fight is on. See? But, beloved, glory be to God. But our faith pits us directly opposite the devil's powers. Directly opposite from the devil's power is your faith, beloved. He hates our faith. Because he knows what it can do. And for this reason, Satan may try to go for a knockout punch. Anybody ever been knocked out? Shoot, I'm about to raise both my hands and both my feet. Matter of fact, can I borrow your hands? I need some extra hands and some extra feet. Can I borrow yours? Anybody ever been knocked out? This tell the truth and shame. I mean, the devil hit you and he hit you hard. He hit you so hard you went straight down. You didn't even see this rascal coming. One of them sucker punches. Oh, he looked for every opportunity to knock you down. When you think you stand, you fall. The things you said you wasn't going to do, you find yourself doing it. You said you wasn't going to go, but you showed up. You said you wasn't going to say it, but you said it anyhow. Come on now, y'all. Oh, yeah. But, beloved, even if he knocks us flat on our face, he cannot keep us down on the ground. Let me turn around and tell your neighbor, I'm knocked out, but I'm knocked down, but I'm not knocked out. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Woo! By the time the referee counts to 10, baby, I'm up again. A good man, a good woman falls down seven times, but they get on back up again. Oh, yeah, I've been knocked down. Let me tell you, beloved, you are not a failure when you get knocked down because we all get knocked down. You're only a failure when you quit. You're only a failure when you refuse to get up again, that you're getting up in Jesus' name. God, I failed that one, but I'm going to try this thing again. Oh, glory be to God. I didn't see that one coming. Forgive me, Father God, but I'm getting on up again. Come on now. Hallelujah. I'm going to persist until I succeed. I'm going to do this thing because Christ says it can be done. I'm going to do this thing because I'm not a loser because I got knocked out. Why? Because darkness can't keep me down. Oh, my God, Jesus, glory be to God. Beloved, the Apostle Paul testified to this. Hallelujah. When he said, that he was cast down, but not destroyed. Write this scripture down, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. I want you to, amen, go there today. Go there today. Amen. Glory be to God. And look at the whole chapter. Amen. I want you to, amen, to go to 2 Corinthians. Amen. Glory be to God. And the fourth chapter. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, read the whole thing, amen. But for sake of time this morning, amen, glory be to God, hallelujah. Verse number 7 says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Look at verse 8. We are troubled on every side. Anybody got some trouble in their life? Huh? Baby, if you live in a life that's trouble-free and you always been trouble-free since you was a Christian, then I think you need to just go back and make sure you're a Christian. I think you need to go back and make sure you really saved. Okay. Verse 8, but we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Come on, somebody. Ah, isn't it a beautiful thing to have trouble but not be in distress? To be perplexed but not be in despair. Look what he said in verse 9. Persecuted but not forsaken. Cast down but not destroyed. Your peace is there. Your joy is there. You're unruffled. Yeah, the devil and his boys, they go, we can't shake this one here. That don't mean you don't have no troubles. Glory be to God. The trouble just doesn't have any effect. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God, hallelujah. Beloved, matter of fact, when we read 2 Corinthians 4, amen, glory be to God, where Paul says he's been cast down but not destroyed, one translation puts it this way. It says, we occasionally get knocked down, but never get knocked out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Beloved, those who are born of God have the supernatural ability to keep getting up again. To keep getting up again. When he says a good man or a good woman fall down 7 times getting up again, that don't mean after strike 7 you out. No, 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 no. Every time you fall down, it seems like I'm falling down every day, past every week. Get on up. I just fell down 2 days ago. Get on up. Don't wait 2 days to get up. Get up right now. In 2 seconds, get up. Oh, my God, get up. I feel so bad. Get up. God didn't bring you a spirit of condemnation. Confess your sins, baby, and get up. Thank God you can get up. James Brown said, get on up. Get on a good foot. Get on up. Whoa, bro. Get on up, saints. No matter how many times you fall. Brother John said this, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Now, so wait a minute now. We're wrapping up. Are you born of God? Are you born again? Let's get with the nitty and the gritty. Now, let's start with step one. We're going to analyze this real quick. One, are you born again? I don't know. Why don't you know? All right. Are you born again? Let's go to the word. Are you born again? Yeah, I'm born again. Okay, yeah. I believe in Jesus. I accept Jesus. Okay. All right. So that means if you're born again, that you have been born of God. Right? Yeah. Okay. So what does the scripture say for those who are born of God? Amen. There's not to say, whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. So if you are born again, born of God, are you an overcomer? I don't know. What does the word say? You don't have to guess. Just go to the word. It's your point of reference. You don't have to be guessing. You know how you go to the encyclopedia, amen, to find out? You go to Google, although you can't really trust Google. Google is not a search engine. It's a research engine, okay? So everything in Google is not correct. Just want to put that out there. You can't believe everything you read in Google, okay? But you can believe everything that the Bible says. Okay, what does the word say? Does the word call you an overcomer? Yes, it did. And what are you overcoming? It says, I overcome the world. Then what's the problem? Doggone it. We read the word, but do we trust the words? We sing the words, but do we trust the words? Beloved, because the word overcometh tells us that we are the ultimate champions. and describes our superior position as children of God over the world. You are superior. Don't get arrogant with that now. Just be confident in it. And this is the confidence. Just be confident in it. Glory be to God. We are superior because greater is he that lives in you than he that lives in the world. Oh, there's a difference between the saved and the unsaved. There's a difference between darkness and light. We have privileges. See? The Bible says we are daily loaded, amen, with benefits, and benefits has its privileges, baby. Oh, my God, Jesus, we just spoiled rotten. We just are spoiled rotten children. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Beloved, we are fully armed with everything we need to be super conquerors in this life. I want you to write that down this morning. I am a super conqueror. I am a super conqueror. The Bible speaks about Satan, beloved, in 2 Corinthians 4:4. He is the god of this world. That's with a small g. Don't underestimate Satan, okay? He's the god of this world, the whole world. Okay? But it's with a small g. See, we only overcome Satan, amen, through Jesus. Through the name of Jesus, through the blood of Jesus, through the power of Jesus. But outside of Jesus, you're going to lose because you are no match for Satan. Satan is the god of this world. But as the god of this world, beloved, the devil may try to use the world around us to do battle with us. But regardless of what weapon Satan uses or how he attempts to combat you and me, beloved, I want you to hold on, amen, to John 5:4. Hold on to John 5:4, beloved, that declares that we have a faith that overcomes the world. That's the scripture I want you to meditate on. Get it in your spirit. Get it in your mind. Get it in your mouth. Get it in. We are overcomers. We overcome the world. What does this mean, Pastor? This means that we have a faith that overrides and supersedes. And listen to me, and I'm closing. Beloved, we have a faith that overrides. I want you to write this down now. Overrides and supersedes any organization. Overrides and supersedes any event. Overrides and supersedes any pandemic. Overrides and supersedes any circumstance. Overrides and supersedes any difficult dilemma. Overrides and supersedes anything that Satan would try to employ against us. Overcome us. He may be the god of this world, beloved, but we have a weapon so powerful that we can shoot him down every time he shows up uninvited. Just shoot him down. Woo! Got another one. Got another one. And you won't miss. I have my little target on my wall when I go to the shooting range. Glory be to God. And the very first time I went, and all the guys was around there talking. Said, "Oh man, she got it right in the middle." They said, "They women just seem to just get it." Glory be to God, and have me, and all of, they got the red little target here and a little white circle. And I'm gonna tell y'all, amen. Glory be to God. I don't even know where I got the faith from. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And all of my things is bullseye right in the middle. I just keep it on the wall to remind myself that I ain't gonna miss. I pray I never have to use it, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If I got to use it, I ain't going to miss. Well, guess what? You ain't going to miss either. Amen. Amen. When you go shooting the devil down, because you the overcomer. Bullseye. Bullseye. No, we ain't off target, baby. Bullseye. The word of God is sharp and powerful. sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow. Glory be to God. St. John 1:5 makes it absolutely clear that darkness does not have the ability to suppress or to hold the light under its domain. Darkness may try to prevent the light from shining, but it never holds back the light permanently. It's just a temporary situation. Somebody turn around and tell your neighbor, you say, well, ain't nobody here but me, the Holy Spirit there. It's just a temporary situation. Eventually, it always comes shining through. Oh, yeah, you coming out, baby. And so this is true of you. This is true of your dreams. This is true of your visions. This is true of your callings as well, beloved. You may feel hindered from time to time in your attempts to fulfill the call that God has given you, but don't despair. Those hindrances won't last long. The only way, now there is a way, and I got to say this, and then I'm really closing. Y'all not get about three closings, right? But you got to hear this because I got to give you the whole truth. I can't come and give you partial truth. Now, there's one way that the devil can overcome you. There's one way that darkness can overcome you, according to the word. There's only one way now. It's up to you. But the only way that the devil can steal your dreams, the only way that the devil can steal your visions, the only way that the devil can steal your calling, beloved, is if you surrender it to him first. If you just give it to him. Y'all know how some of us, we just get real easy here. Shoot, I ain't even asked for it. I just showed up to see how you doing. I ain't even asked for none. I ain't even want the other day here. We just surrender it to him. Don't be easy. Come on. Write that down in your notebooks this morning. I can't be easy. Because if you hold on and refuse to give up, beloved, your faith will overcome every encumbrance the devil tries to set in your path. And I want you to write the word every. Your faith is your victory. You overcome because of your faith. When you hold on to the word, you're holding on to the power. When you're holding on to the word, you're holding on to Jesus. Baby, the only way you fail is if Jesus fails. Let me tell you something. When you hold on, you win when it looks like you lose it. I say you win and the devil loses. And write that down. I win and the devil lose. Yes, we do get knocked down from time to time. I'm coming to encourage you today to get on up because you're not knocked out. Glory be to God, because darkness cannot permanently overcome light unless you surrender to it. Amen. And the only person we're surrendering to this day is Christ. And we're going to surrender all. Amen and amen. Lord, we thank you that darkness doesn't have the power to overcome us. It may try, but your word guarantees that darkness doesn't have the ability to overcome the light. We are so thankful that we are your children and that we live on the winning side. When the devil tries to discourage us, help us to remember that in the end, we win. And we thank you and we bless you, for we pray this in Jesus' name. And our soul said, amen, amen, and amen. Oh, my God, Jesus. All right, saints. My God, I'm preaching myself happy. Oh, boy, let me tell you, the truth will give you the power. The truth is the power. The power is the truth, however you look at it. Hallelujah. When you're walking with Jesus, you're walking in the truth and you're walking in the power. Because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. All right, all right, all right. And we bless be the name of the Lord. That is the word of God for today. Amen. In form of announcements. Amen. We will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock. Please come and join us and come back tonight at 10 p.m. for Friday night praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, I love what Sister Joanne Thurman has said. Amen. She said, bring your own praise. I was driving down, amen, yesterday, amen, in highways and byways, and I looked over in this Italian restaurant in Jenkintown, amen, and it says, BYOB, bring your own bottle, amen. And so she says, bring your own praise. Amen. We got a BYOP. We got a BYOP tonight. Bring your own praise. And come on, you bring yours, I bring mine. Let's put it all together. Amen. And let's witness the explosion. Amen. So tonight at 10 p.m., Friday night, come for, Lord, we don't care what you're doing. Look, make a sacrifice. Put that movie, if you're watching Netflix, you can pause Netflix. Netflix will be right there when you come back. All right? Glory be to God. We all get sleepy. Glory be to God. Lord, take a little nap prior to. Put the time in. Amen. If you're willing to do it, and we appreciate you. Amen. And so that's today. Amen. And so that's it. All right. Now, we have a birthday today. Our sister Priscilla Woods. Amen. We want to acknowledge her, and we want to give a shout out. Amen. We know our brother Donald is not really in the forefront of our ministry, but I hear that he's a part of our ministry. So if he's in the background listening, we want to say happy birthday. Amen. Before we do, because we're going to close out on this note, amen, we also want you to know that today is offering day here at the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry. The gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. It takes money to do ministry. Amen. And so we thank you, amen, for your faithful giving that affords us, amen, the opportunity to do all that we are doing, have done, and will do. Amen. So we ask that you will consider to be a partner with this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And sowing on your monthly partnership and to keep us moving forward. Look, I don't care how pretty that car is, how clean that car is. If you don't put some gas in that car and keep that car maintained, you ain't going nowhere. You're not going anywhere. And so your sewing, amen, puts the gas in the car, amen, for us to take the gospel literally. We are literally around the world. And we have something else that we're going to be announcing to you in the very near future. We just want to get it all tied down. And even I didn't even think God could do any more than what he's doing, but he's just amazing us. He's even taking us even now in a higher dimension with the ministry. Amen. So we'll be sharing that with you as soon as all the tighten up all the loose ends. Amen. But your financial support to the ministry makes it possible. Amen. It makes it possible, beloved. Amen. For the things that we do, amen, it makes it possible. Amen. We strive to be good stewards over God's money. Okay, because God is going to hold us responsible. Amen. God is going to hold us responsible. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. Several ways you can give: $ Life Word Jesus, Cash App, $ Life Word Jesus. Go to our website at www.lifewordjesus.org. Amen. Hit the donate button there. And our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, P.O. Box 461, Glenside, 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 Pennsylvania, 19038. And my back is not really funny. If you spell million wrong, million is M-I-L-L-I-O-N, but if you leave out an L or the I, my bank is really, you know, not funny like that. They would still negotiate your check, okay, when you write it out for the millions. Amen. And God bless you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. Okay, so let's see if our sister Priscilla is here on the line. If you have a July birthday, we need to hear from you. Okay. I'm looking for the last four digits. I think I recognize it right here. Sister Priscilla, are you there?
I'm on the line.
Happy birthday. God bless you, Sister Priscilla. I'm not quite sure. I think it was Brother Tyrone Reed. We're not sure. We know that we were very active at Yorktown at one time. However you got connected to us, we are happy that it happened. Amen. As I was reflecting over you, my sister, and your character, amen, I noticed several good positive traits about you. Number one, you are kind. Number two, you are a grateful soul. Very, very thankful. You are a very, very good listener. You don't miss a beat. You hear every vowel, every syllable, the commas, the exclamation point. You hear the whole thing. Amen. You are wise. Amen. You have a deep insight. You are very generous. And you are very supportive. You are an encourager. You definitely know how to sing, girl. Girl, you can sing. Amen. And you are a prayer warrior. Amen. And among our other good qualities. Amen. And so we want to thank God for you, Sister Priscilla. We want to thank God that you are a part, amen, of this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. We know that you have your home church. Amen. Glory be to God. But you are very, very supportive to this ministry. Amen. So we really, really, really appreciate you. We thank God for you. And I want to say, I didn't play that birthday song. Amen. I tell you what, just give me 15 seconds. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. To you.
Oh,
amen. That comes from my heart. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Pastor Bradford is not a fake. Amen. I can't just make up something. Amen. If you notice, I got something different to say about everybody.
Oh, I just say what's on my heart.
And I'm telling you, those words have come from my heart. The song has come from my heart. And here at Life Word Jesus, amen, we wish, amen, the blessings of the Lord on you, that this your birthday will be the best birthday out of all the years, and at the bottom of the pole for all the ones to come, we pray that God will bless you with a life that's healthy, wealthy, and wise. Amen, in Jesus' name. So from the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries and from me, happy birthday. Amen. We want to give you the floor now if there's anything you desire, amen, to share.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. And I'm laughing my head off because that son of mine, he just comes up with all kinds of tricks. Not tricks, but plots on how to bring joy to my heart. Let me just say it that way. And last night he called. I'm just telling you why I'm laughing first before that laughter. I was crying. He started me crying about 12 o'clock this morning. He started me crying, called about 10, which is unusual because he goes to bed. But anyway, so he just kept me on the line because late last week, I got this FedEx, and he said, are you going to be around? because they know I do disappear. And so he said, so finally, so this FedEx envelope came. So it's like, okay, these are my birthday cards. So so he never gives me one card. It's always two or three cards. And so then yesterday when I came home, there was this huge box outside of the door. Just this huge box. And it was like, oh boy. So I took a picture of it and I said, did you do this? And but so he called me, he said yes, and then he called me to see if I had opened the box. Well, when I get my cards and my greetings and everything, I don't open until I sit down either at breakfast or at dinner and open everything at the same time, because I just cry. I just boo-hoo like crazy. So anyway, he encouraged me. He said, okay, so you can open the envelope now. So I opened the envelope, and it was about that was after 12 o'clock. He said he kept me on the phone talking until 12 o'clock this morning, after 12 this morning. And so I opened the cards. Well, I started crying because I do. I cried and cried. And here I go. When you came up with, Pastor, with these beautiful, beautiful, encouraging accolades, I was just crying all over again. But one of the things that I told my son is, I said, well, Pastor thought that my birthday was today. It was the 15th. I said, but she said that they're going to sing happy birthday to me this morning. I said, and they usually play, she usually plays a happy birthday song. I said, but it ain't Stevie. And here you come singing Stevie this morning. So that's why I was just laughing by tears. I was crying with the accolades, and then just went into hilarious laughter with you singing Stevie happy birthday. After I told him last night, well, it ain't going to be Stevie, but she's going to play happy birthday for me this morning. So I'm just thanking God, giving God the praise, you know, for my this extension of family that he has given to me. And I'm just so grateful. I cannot say it enough. And when you were talking about the light of Christ, the song just came to me, Walk in the Light, the beautiful light, down where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright and shine all around us. When the mercy of God, when the light of Jesus Christ just shines all around us, it's such a joy, and I'm inspired. When you talked about the about this serving up this hot breakfast, you know, I thought about when you said that this morning. I thought about, yes, it's hot. And sometimes it's degrees, you know, it's hot because it's hot off the press, it's hot from the Holy Spirit and straight from Spirit of God downloaded into you to deliver to us, serve it up hot. And sometimes it's the edifying, it's the encouraging, it's the confirming, and then sometimes it's just so hot, so we just run saying ouch, because it's so hot. So I'm just giving thanks and praise for this this morning breakfast of champions that we have access to every morning to send us off into this world to do that difference that you told us about on yesterday. So I'm just singing praises to God for LifeWord Jesus Kingdom Ministry, all of the ministers who sow into my spirit on a daily basis, on the prayer line, the encouragement, the sharing of the life stories. Sometimes it's just amazing to me, but the declaring of war against the enemy is so important, and it covers me because of the terrain that I have to walk through, because the Lord has called me to be a leader, in my community. And I just want to share how he comes. This darkness came. I scheduled a community meeting because we have our Yorktown Day. Everybody put it on your calendar. Yorktown Day is the 14th of August. In Yorktown, it's the Neighborhood Festival. And we have so much to rejoice about this year, with COVID last year and everything. So we just have so much to rejoice about, so put it on your calendar. But anyway, we needed to have a community meeting, and so I called it from our organization. But we have three different organizations in this community. And so someone, one of the leader of the civic organization, called me, and she was enraged that I should call a meeting and that the flyers she just got her flyer and all that. And it was like, but I before I even hung the phone up, I was saying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Well, I want to tell y'all that by the time that I got really hung that phone up, the Holy Spirit said, do an agenda. Do an agenda. I didn't have an agenda. I had it in my mind. Do an agenda to share. And on that agenda, one of the agenda items was acknowledgement of the three Yorktown organizations. Hallelujah. That was just the Spirit. That was such a peaceful and wonderful and productive meeting. That's the way the Holy Spirit, just wipes out the darkness. Shoves it right out the door. That darkness that tried to come in and would have been through the whole meeting, accusations in it, and all that, it would not have been because we've experienced that before, but the Lord just did not allow it to happen. So I'm just rejoicing today. Usually I go to the beach, I go to the water to dip in the water and talk to the Lord, have my own seclusion is how I start my birthdays. Usually then whatever, whoever wants to do whatever, that's the way. And sometimes I plan a celebration, but I'm just grateful that because my granddaughter exercised her granddaughter privilege and shut me down. I'm grounded today. She just told me about 2 weeks ago that I can't, that I had to stay in. So anyway, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that Pastor that you thought it not robbery to acknowledge my natal day, and I'm grateful to God. I just want to Pastor, am I going too run it? Because you know I get, all you got to do is give me an opportunity, and I just go on and on and on. But I want to read my birthday card to me from last year, if yes. You will indulge me for one more moment. So my 2020 birthday card is such a beautiful card. It's gold and purple, and it says, happy birthday. And it says, because I always give me a birthday card. If I don't get enough from anybody else, I acknowledge me. So anyway, to my absolute best friend, from Wilfred Drop to Irene's Nurturing Place and Breaking Forth, the sometimes tedious journey of the successes and failures and those things we so wish we could take back or change. You've been there. Every moment, every breath, you and my Lord Jesus Christ. That was my birthday card to me last year.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you, Saints. Thank you, Warriors. Thank you so much.
Amen. Amen. We hear the joy in your voice. Amen. Thank God for your son and your family, your granddaughter. Amen. Glory be to God for being a blessing to everyone around you. Amen. So, amen. We're happy with you. Amen. We're joyful with you. Amen. We're honoring you. And amen. You are definitely a gift. Amen. To the Lord's kingdom. to the body of Christ and to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministry. Amen. So what we're going to do, saints, amen, as we close out, we see that there's a couple people in queue, amen, that evidently want to say something. So let me give the benediction, amen, and then we'll open up the lines, and anybody that would like to express words to our sister Priscilla, the floor will be yours. Father God, we bless you, and we say thank you for the service today. We thank you, Father God, for Father, your word going forth. We thank you for Sister Priscilla. So truly, she is a light shining in the dark world. Father, and it's her special day. Father God, we bless you for all things. Father, as we move forward today, Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, and premature death, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, meet us back at 12 o'clock at the altar and 10 o'clock tonight, Father God, for our Friday night, in Jesus' name. Remember, Brother Donald, Father God, he supports this ministry, and so we thank you for him also, Father, that he will have a grand day, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you. Now we bind absolute bless the offerings coming forth, Father God, today. Amen. Father God, we send the blessing back to the giver, 30, 60, 100 fold increase in manifestation. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name, and we seal this service by the blood, amen, the word and the spirit, and we cast it at Jesus' feet to decree and to declare that it cannot and it will not be broken. Amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen and amen. All right, so we're going to open up the lines. Amen. Glory be to God. We see there's a couple of people waiting. Amen. And the floor is yours.
Well, peace and grace and much love and respect. Happy another one, Miss Woods, and miss you. Wish you many, many more, and we just thank God for in you to do, and we just thank God for giving you the strength, the courage, and the love and all that you do. I just want to say I thank you for allowing me to experience one of the greatest nourishment that anyone could ever endure. That is the love and the nourishment that each one of the elders fed me during my time at Yorktown. And Pastor, you said gas, without gas, the car would not go, but without oil, the engine would burn up. So, folks, let's get some fuel in the pot. Love you. Love each and every one of you. To God be the glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Mr.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning.
The floor
Priscilla,
is open. Is there anyone else that desires
yes.
to speak?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Well, good morning, Ms. Priscilla. This is Joanne Thurman. And first, I'd just like to thank you for that laughter. It was so sweet. It was so sweet, the way you laughed this morning. It just reminded me of Wednesday when Pastor, she asked for laughter. And you just brought that spirit right back up. And it was just, it was just wonderful. It just made my heart glad. And it was, it just sounded just like little children laughing. It was just wonderful. And I just thank God for you. I wasn't going to say this on the line, but I met you years ago. We know each other. And I didn't realize that until I went on Facebook and I saw your picture. Mm-hmm. And you knew me from Superfresh because I worked at Progress Plaza.
Oh.
And I said, look at God. Look at God. And here he brought us back together.
Oh,
and you were super intelligent back in the 80s.
the 70s and the 80s. And now here we rejoin together. And I'm celebrating your birthday with you. And I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And your laughter will just take me through the day. And I'm just so blessed. God has smiled down on us. How he just brought us all full back in the circle. And yeah. It's just wonderful. God bless you and keep you. I'm so glad that I'm going to call you after we get off the phone. And thank you for the birthday wishes for Donald. He went back to bed. I told him this morning, Pastor, at 4 o'clock. It wasn't his birthday until 5:16. So don't even think that he did the birthday blessing. So he said he was going to milk those minutes, those 44 years, a little bit longer. But God bless everyone on the line. We have fun. So peace and grace be with you.
Amen.
I love all of y'all.
Thank you so much, Minister Sherman. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I always say to mothers, happy Mother's Day. I mean, it's just a habit. But and please give Donald my birthday greetings today.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
I will.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank
keep
you.
That laughter going. It was beautiful.
I shall. I'll be laughing and crying all day long. I know.
That's fine.
Amen.
That's fine.
And excuse me, Miss Joe, you can't forget that you and your daughter work with me at Yorktown.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All things working together for the good.
Amen.
The love of the Lord.
You know,
all to his purpose.
Well, of course, Miss Wood, when you and your daughter was there, God knows your daughter was a blessing. And then to bring you on board, many times if you came and did those various passing everything with our elders, our man. And you were awesome. And your daughter was phenomenal.
Yes, to bring us together in the Lord. His plan. That's part of his plan.
Absolutely. Unity in the body. Absolutely. For sure.
This is Sister Olivia. Sister Priscilla. I'd like to truly wish you a happy birthday and a blessed day. And I hope that you have it's filled with joy and many surprises. So, again, happy birthday to you.
Thank you, Minister Olivia. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yes. And good morning, everybody. Could you hear me? Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, everyone. God bless and give all honor to God first above it all. And Sister Priscilla, I just thank God for you also, too, as I hear your voice on the phone. And then for my renewal, my marriage, it was just overwhelming when I heard you and you came up to me. And as soon as you said your name, Priscilla, I knew who it was. So I'm thanking God for you and how he's just blessing your life and blessing you from the very top of your head to the crown of your very feet. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, this morning, God, as she just gives praises and laughter and joy and all the other sisters and brothers on this line. And Reverend Bradford, how she always brings great joy. And I love joy myself. But I just thank God for you. And you have a happy, happy everything, no matter what comes or go. You're a wonderful woman of Christ. And I love you. And I thank God for you. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Gwen. I love you. Thank you.
I love you. Wonderful
Amen.
Woman of God. And Reverend Bradford, not cutting, being short. David, my husband's birthday is Monday. And Donald, I'm sorry, Sister Thurman. And happy birthday to him also, because I don't like to sidetrack nobody. Happy birthday for everything. Everything. And David's birthday is the Monday, the 19th.
Monday.
Amen.
Okay.
Bless the Lord. We'll put that on the calendar for Monday. Amen.
I love you guys. I love you too.
Love you too. All right. Bless God. Has everyone spoken who desires to speak?
Sister Tanya Norwood. Jerome and I would like to wish you a very happy birthday. And however you choose to spend your day, I pray that you would have great joy and many, many, many more. God bless you richly. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Mr. Norwood. Thank you, Norwood.
Amen. Praise God. So sweet. Mm-hmm. All right, we don't want to cut anybody off, but we are about to. Amen. If you have anyone else would like to say anything.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor.
Happy birthday.
Someone else?
Hey, Priscilla, God bless you. I enjoy your laughter, too. I'll just call you, my nickname for you is Giddy. Well, God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day. This is your special day. And God gave it to you.
Yes.
We're all unique. And you have your unique day. God bless you. And may this day exceed your highest expectations. And you have a good day. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Minister Brothers, I appreciate that. Blessing. Thank you.
I believe Elder Estelle was coming in.
Praise the Lord. Let me come in right quick. Praise the Lord. Thanking God for you, Pastor. Dr. Pastor Bradford and Sister Sylvia, I would like to say evangelist, Sister Sylvia, because you're truly, I have not met you for as I know, but truly you are God's queen. And I just thank you for your words of wisdom and knowledge. And I always love to hear you when God gives you something to give to us. May you have an extraordinary, super, super birthday today. So you deserve it. I love you. God bless. And happy birthday to God. Amen.
Thank you so much, Minister Evangelist Estelle Martin. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for the blessing.
Yeah. Mm. There you go.
Okay. All right. Perfect,
Tim. Amen. Good morning. All right. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. We want to thank. I'm sorry. I didn't want to cut nobody off. Go ahead.
Sister Darlene, I'm just calling in to say happy birthday. God bless you. And many, many more. I pray that everything that your heart desired today, that you will receive it. In Jesus' name, happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Minister Darlene. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. This is beautiful. Isn't this beautiful? This is really, really beautiful. Amen.
Thank you,
This is so beautiful. Amen. The love, you can feel the love.
Yeah.
Among us. You can feel it. And some of us have never really met one another in the physical, but in the spirit. The spirit, there's no time and distance in the spirit. And that's a confirmation that we are truly God's children and we are all in the light. And this is really beautiful. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. And you can always call Sister Rosa. Sister Priscilla's on lockdown today with the granddaughter, but you can text her, amen, email her, whatever. Amen. And just let her know that you love her. Amen. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. All right. Our hearts and minds clear?
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, you're so beloved. The Lord bless you and keep you and make his face to shine on you and to be gracious unto you. And the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Y'all, I'm telling you, y'all some loving folks. Y'all got me feeling like it's my birthday. God bless you, Sister Priscilla, and everybody on the line. Amen. So, amen. So, here we go. Here we go right now. Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
All right.
I like that. Go ahead now.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.